Well, welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. This is number 179, and I am your host, Clint Beachwood. Well, here we are, the first podcast of 2021. It's kind of nice to get 2020 behind us, and we're now looking for exciting new adventures as the new year unfolds, and who knows what it will bring. But I think if you have an optimistic outlook, things are looking pretty good. Who knows what new adventures just lie right around the corner for the year 2021. We're going to start the show off with a band from Boise, Idaho called the Seatopians. They're going to do a song called Sea Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Then we're going over to Verona, Italy with I Fat Tones, and they're going to do a song called El Volcano. Just to warn you, that song has about a 30-second fade-out at the end, so let's get going.
This is Jeff Curran from the Superphonics, Pulaski County, Arkansas's number one surf combo. You are listening to A Day at the Beach, curated and hosted by surf legend Clint Beachwood. The Superphonics have a new record out called The Superphonics Play the Ventures, 12 original songs by The Ventures reimagined. If you like The Ventures' psychedelic period of the mid to late 1960s, you'll dig this platter. Order one today at superphonicssurfcombo.com.
Those were the Superphonics doing Reflections off their album, The Superphonics Play the Ventures. And as Jeff said in his promo, he has taken these Ventures songs and reimagined them. And one of the great things about surf music, let alone the music itself, but because of the lack of words, you really can use your imagination and let the songs take you wherever you want to go. Imagination is a wonderful thing, and you can go places where you never could go in reality, or maybe you could. Let's say Hawaii, for example, or to the moon on the other extreme. Pretty cool stuff, and that's one of the reasons that has really attracted me to instrumental music as a whole, and then surf music really just rounds things out, and I just absolutely love it. Those were the Supraphonics with Reflections. The Young Barons before that off of their new LP, Hella California, which was just released, by the way. I have played a few of their songs in the past because I got a pre-release special. The song you heard was Sing, 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 an old classic. E Fat Tones did El Volcano off of their new release, especially for 2020, Quarantones. And then the Satopians started things off from their little EP called Up From the Depths. And again, the song was Sea Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Well, let's head on over to New Mexico, a band making their first appearance on the podcast. They're the fabulous Martini Tones, and I'll just let them introduce the song. Thanks for listening to the show. This is Podcast 179, A Day at the Beach.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're at the fabulous Martini Tones. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We're going to be playing a few songs in our own instrumental fashion. This next one is our musical interpretation of Istanbul, not Constantinople.
delicious humans of television Earth. This is Robin from Men in Gray Suits out of Honolulu, Hawaii, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach. Smoothing out your turbulences with nutrient-dense morsels of instrumental goodness. Aloha.
Thank you.
You just heard Bali Lamas doing Lord of the Flies from their LP High Times, Low Tides. I have played several cuts off of this album in past podcasts, but decided to play one more because the band has just released a physical CD. Before this, it was only available in download form, but now you can actually get the CD if you're one of those that like to have that physical disc in your hand. Before that, it was Men in Gray Suits from Honolulu, Hawaii, not to be confused with the Men in Gray Suits from Montreal, Canada. This Men in Gray Suits spells gray with an E. The Canadian band spells gray with an A. Anyway, they did Persimmon Boy, and the name of the album is Village Eater. They have two albums out, and you'll be hearing songs from both of those on the next several podcasts. From Berlin, Germany, Los Apollos did Racing Dolphins. That comes from their 2019 EP called Postcards from the Scrapyard, Volume 1. And the fabulous Martini Tones started things off with Istanbul, not Constantinople. And that comes from their live LP. Starting this next set is the Jagaloons, another band making their first appearance on the podcast. The song is Rancho Relaxo, and it's one of the many songs on the Continental Magazine issue number 29 compilation CD. At the end of this set of music, you will be able to hear how you can win a copy of the Continental Magazine, both the magazine itself and the compilation CD that comes with it. So stay tuned. Right after this set, I'll let you know how you can win that. But for now, from Albany, New York, it's the Jagaloons on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Wolf from the Grand Boy Boas and Finland here, and you are listening to Clint Beachwood's Fabulous A Day at the Beach podcast. May the tone be with you all, and keep the flame on burning. Bye.
That was Big Kahuna Matata, another band from New Mexico, another new band to the podcast. In fact, 6 of the 17 bands on today's show are brand new to the podcast. The album is Trio Cyclone, and that came out in November of last year. Before that, it was the Grand Bois. They did Hairy Grandmother and The Revenge of the Wolfman from their LP Grand Finale. It was Secret Agent from Mexico City in front of that doing Danzarina del Placer. Comes on a new release from Double Crown Records called A Pair of Aces. And the Jagaloons got things started with Rancho Relaxo, a place where Marge Simpson went to go to get away from Homer for a while. Anyway, that comes on the Continental Magazine issue number 29 compilation CD. That very CD and the magazine that goes with it is yours for the winning. All you have to do is send me an email at clintbeachwood@gmail.com. Let me know you're interested. At the end of the month, January 31st, I will collect the names, throw them in a hat, draw a winner, and announce it over social media and on the next podcast. It's a great magazine. It happens to have a little article back in the back by yours truly, where I select my top 10 album covers, surf album covers. So you might want to check that out in the Continental Magazine, issue number 29, put out by Double Crown Records. Let's move on. Up next is Musaka. This band is from Belgrade, Serbia. The album is 1111. The song, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but I translated it on Google and it comes out to Who Are You With? Where Are You? They sound a little frustrated, don't they? Anyway, this is Musaka on A Day at the Beach podcast, number 179.
Da li je to Phantom iz opere, da li je to jazz, da li je to soul, da li je to heavy metal, to je, brate, to. Dobra muzika.
This is Adam.
This is Tom.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Tim. We are the Reverbivores, and you are listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
easier somebody told me not to. So I'm gonna do my kind of dancing with a great partner. It's not only a terrific dancer, somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
From Leipzig, Germany, that was the Leonites doing From Moscow to Maui from their album Age of Letharius. Before that, from Ontario, Canada, off their little EP called A Brief History of the Cold War, Volume 1, the Kaputniks did I Was a Teenage Menshkevich. And then the Reverbivores doing Bootleg Tranya Run, that comes from their very cool LP just released last year called The Reverbivores Watch TV, and Musaka started that set off. And we're going to close off with one more song, but before I announce that, I would like to thank the bands who sent me little promos or bumpers to add to the podcast. Thanks for taking the time to do that, you guys. Also, the background music for today's show was provided by The Sandblasters, a Austin, Texas band off their album Space Barbecue. That came out back in 1996. As always, thank you to Satan's Pilgrims for providing the theme song, Let's Go to the Beach, for the podcast. They've been doing that since about 2010. And finally, Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. Thank all you guys for your part in podcast number 179. I'm going to close the show off with Scott Peterson doing Shadow Mountain. This comes off his Badlands LP from 2016. Sort of a moody, mellow kind of a tune that I'm going to end the show with. So thank you so much for listening. As you know, your comments are always welcome. And until podcast 180, adios.